These are the topics that we broke down for the case law update. We'll be here today and again tomorrow. We're hoping to get through the first three topics today, substantive due process, rulemaking, and agency authority, and save always the favorite, governmental immunity, and what is a governmental entity, for tomorrow morning. So without further ado, we'll get started on probably the most significant case in the last year with substantive due process.
Well, this is a case, the Patel versus Texas Department of Licensing and Regulation, came out in June of this year. It's a Texas Supreme Court case. It's important because it interprets the due course of law provision in the Texas Constitution, and it creates, I think most people would agree, a new substantive due process standard. It was presented as an as-applied challenge, so the standard determined when economic regulation statutes violate the due course of law standard in an as-applied challenge. The test in the majority opinion starts out sounding like the old rational basis test. It says the statute violates the due course of law clause if the actual real-world effect as applied to the challenging party could not be arguably rationally related to, and then it goes on and adds something new, or is so burdensome as to be oppressive in light of the governmental interest. And this case concerns eyebrow threading. If you're like about half the people I've talked to who have no clue what eyebrow threading is, if you have been in a mall in the last 10 years, you may have seen some people doing it in a kiosk there. You would have seen somebody sitting in a chair or reclining in a chair, and there'd be somebody standing over them with threads on fingers on both hands. They might have had a thread in their mouth or one around their neck, and they're using those threads to pluck hair